Let's go.
Ew. Welcome back to Binge Town TV. This episode is our third install of our new series, Pitch Town TV, where somebody, in this case, a guest, pitches the pilot of a series they think that we will like. So today we have a very, very, very special guest, my very own sister, Kelly, who is pitching us on Outlander. So Kelly, first of all, introduce yourself to the Binge Town homies.
Yo.
And actually, she is who I get the yo from.
I was literally just going to say
that. She's the OG of that.
And then, mine.
And then after that, give us a little bit of background on how you got into the show Outlander and why you chose it for your Binge Town debut.
I've literally been asking Kyle to put me on the pod for like a year. And then I get nervous when you send it my way. Well, first of all, I feel like I need to start with shouting out Rick Worthy, a.k.a. Dean Fogg, a.k.a. my sexy love, because I didn't think that I could love him any more than I already did. And then I listened to that podcast with the interview.
Oh, my gosh.
He gave Outlander a shout out. And I was like, all right, let's go.
I brought you up on that interview, didn't I?
Yeah.
I forgot he brought up Outlander.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
What a fucking guy.
He's going to listen to this episode too now.
So accept my follow request on Instagram. Thank you.
give the handle.
Yeah,
give the handle.
Sound, put in a good word. At Kel Duel. Thank you.
It's been requesting for a while now, Rick. What's going on with
it
that?
It really has. I check it.
He's been so busy listening to our content. He just overlooked your follow request.
We love you, Rick. So Outlander, shit. When's the first time? I think I jumped into it after season 3. I don't necessarily know when that aired, but I was at work trying to like look for a show and someone recommended it. And I looked into it and I said, sexy Scottish men in kilts.
Check.
Period piece.
Check.
Check. Epic love story. Check. Time travel. Check. Like, it's just amazing. I love it so much.
What? Where did this air originally?
Stars.
Stars. Yes. Okay, so it's like sexy, like graphic. Yes. I mean, we get tits.
Gore, we get the sex. It's
as soon as you turn the show on, I was like, we're in. It was gore, sex, right down the line, everything
Definitely.
You want, TVMA.
Yeah, I was actually surprised when we opened up and that dude's leg was just wide open.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't expecting that from the jump.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I didn't know what I was expecting at all. I love this Pitch Town because the OA was similar, where I didn't know what I was going to watch, and Outlander, I didn't know what I was going to watch.
Yeah. Wait,
did you guys like look into it before you watched?
We try not to.
Okay.
I didn't have much of a choice.
Even more.
I know all of the...
Well, yeah. Shut up.
There's a lot of memorabilia around the Duel House. I was waiting so long to see Jamie because I feel like we have a Jamie mug.
Oh, yeah.
At our house.
Wait, Jamie is dislocated arm man?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know his name.
Well, you should know his name. He's a good-looking dude.
I mean, I thought, like...
Sexy Scott.
Tobias Menzies, is that his name in real life? He's, like, a proper gentleman in this, but then dislocated arm man comes in, and so I was like...
Proper gentleman, you're talking about Edmure Tully?
Thank you! I literally had going to get it first?
Or Prince Philip from The Crown.
Well, I was going to say, proper gentleman, Blackjack, his version is not going to be a proper gentleman.
No.
That's when she goes back in time, his ancestor.
Oh, is this like based in truth or something?
Whoa, what? No.
No.
It's the same actor.
Truth,
the whole point
aspect is accurate.
The whole point of the first part of the episode is he's going through his genealogy.
Yeah.
And he's showing Claire and he's looking for his ancestors and he's pretty much saying like my ancestor was in this circle and he may have visited this area. So when she goes back in time, she meets his ancestor, the one she was talking about. So, and that's why they look exactly the same.
Yeah. That fucked me up.
She's like running and the bagpipes are going.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then, Frank?
She was all happy too.
I know.
She was like, oh, safe. And then immediately gets raped.
She thinks they're in like a reenactment.
Yeah.
That was the scene where in the beginning I was looking at him, Frank, and was like, I know who this guy is.
Yeah.
And then he turned around in the riverbank when he's Blackjack, and I was like, I fucking know who this guy is.
who is
this guy? But Jimmy told me before the podcast.
Got you.
I think it took me like 3 episodes to realize that in the beginning. I was like, Kelly, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
The only thing I knew about the show going in was time travel, like period. And then I was watching it, and I was like, when does time travel come into this?
Well, see, I thought
Craig Nadun. Yeah.
I honestly thought that with this time travel, it was going to be even further back. Like, I was thinking like Game of Thrones, like medieval kind of stuff. Right. Like, I didn't know what it was. I didn't read any descriptions. I just went into it.
To give my background to it, my mom was obsessed with it. She watched the first few seasons on Netflix. Then she bought all the books. There's 12 books.
Holy shit! So, I only got four. I gotta catch.
Yeah, it originally came out in 1991, and I don't know if it's still ongoing, honestly, but there's 12 out now. And she was obsessed with it, and I knew how deep it could go. So when I first watched the first episode, I kind of knew that there was going to be some time travel. And I want to say witchcraft, but I don't even want to say witchcraft because I don't know. But it definitely was way cooler of a setting than I like realized. Because when you go back in time, it kind of stinks because it's not really as much cool shit. But like, she's a genius. Like, she is like a little, she's like the smartest person in the world at that time. Yeah. Like, medical wise.
Yeah, I love the concept of that a lot.
She's savvy as fuck.
Me, Dave, and Luke had a conversation maybe like a week or two ago about if you got dropped in like 1600s Italy and like the Renaissance, could you make an impact? What would you, what kind of knowledge would you bring from 2021 to like help them out? Like,
you can't go too over the top with it, or else they're going to figure you the fuck out.
Exactly.
You can tell them all you want, but you have to be able to make it. Like,
I said. Like, I have like a certain level of knowledge, but do I have any idea how any of it like works
enough
to explain it to someone where
dumb
it would
help? Down to
exactly. Yeah. So we honestly came down with the point where I would only speak of things at such a level that they would probably just kill me.
Yeah, right.
They'd be like, this guy's fucking insane.
This guy's a witch.
The Catholic Church would come get me.
Yeah. Right.
So I just loved that scene when she is treating Jamie's wounds and she's like, germs. She's saying, what are the two words?
Yeah, she says disinfect, iodine, germs.
Yeah, and disinfect. Yeah. And they're like, what the fuck is this chick
Mertz
talking
is
about?
Like, finally, she's just like, alcohol. And they're like, we got that.
Yeah. I just thought that was so cool because she has useful knowledge that she can bring back into the world and like be someone.
Right.
Where like I would just be like a blabbering baby.
Yeah.
What would I bring to this time period? Like, don't shit in your water.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would tell them.
I would just be a storyteller. I'd tell all the shows I've ever watched. Just go back, write them down.
Actually, yeah.
Just be in the town square.
That's a great idea. You could just be a writer.
Yeah.
We were talking about like telling them specific dates of like this event's going to happen. Then we're like, well, like we don't know any fucking important dates in like 1600s, like off the top of your head.
I guess 1740, I could just be like, hey, this guy, George Washington, he's like way on the other side
of
the ocean.
He's on his way.
Yeah, but you should try to talk to him.
Yeah, well, that's why it's like
because he fucking hates England too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. So just to clear up the background, can somebody explain the era and countries?
The era of when she goes back.
Yeah.
17 something.
She had 1743. So she's in 18th century Scotland, where the British are invading their lands. And Bonnie Prince Charlie's trying to get back on the throne. The goddamn Protestants took over.
Okay.
The Catholic king back.
Oh, my God.
I honestly, with this time period and the setting and stuff, feel like a weird sense of, like, I guess, nostalgia. I don't know.
It's I like kind of want to be there.
Yeah. It's like a nostalgia for something that you like never experienced before. I feel like there might be like German word for that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like the bagpipes and the outfits and the accents. And, like, I just...
And they just speak straight up Gaelic. It's awesome.
I also like how they don't subtitle it.
Well, that's
exactly foreign language.
We're all stuck asking what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, you're kind of like in her position,
right?
She has no idea what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah,
Claire's like the coolest background ever. It's like she just chilled with her uncle, who was an archaeologist. Right. Like,
oh my god, fucking so cool!
Lighting his cigs for him, and it's like
I love that they show that one little blip of that.
Yeah, just 12-year-old girl.
For a while, there were only three named characters. It was just Frank, Claire, and him, the uncle. Like for a long time, I was like, okay, it's definitely a slow burn episode. But by the time they get into the flashbacks, I was.
Well, that's where it's like, you know, I think they spent too much time in the pilot with her present day.
Right.
With it. And then she goes back a little too late where you're like, I kind of want a little more of the 18th century in the first episode.
But it does kind of make you want to jump into the second episode.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Definitely.
They did their job with that.
They pull up to the castle and you're like, shit, what happens next?
I will say that I guess the first like, what, three quarters of the episode is a lot of Claire and Frank reuniting. They mentioned that they've been apart for 5 years because of World War II. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's supposed to be this way because like, they haven't seen each other.
Well, that's where it's supposed to be like that awkward.
Yeah.
Hesitation so that they still have with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That I think made it drag a little bit too, because it 100% felt not authentic.
Yeah.
The two of them, except for when they go visit the castle and he's like, ah, oh, Miss Randall, like you forgot your underwear. And then immediately starts to tear out.
That's sexiest scene. For
my
sure.
God. Dirty. Wait, Paul, you have something to say, dude?
Yeah, it's going to be Paul's sexiest scene.
Rewind the tape.
No, hell yeah, that was a good intro to it. It happened at 17 minutes 55 seconds.
Mr. Skin for us.
Yeah, a little too long for my liking, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, a little cunnilingus action, and that was sex twice in a 5 minute, almost like 6 minute span, because they just banged 12 minutes before that.
I thought they got it together. It was only that first scene, and while they're jumping up and down on the bed, up until that moment, I felt the awkwardness. But the rest, I was like, they're just like 1940s like couple. Like I don't know how exciting could that be.
I just
in the 40s
calling her Mrs. Randall is just,
I hate it.
The first
I don't like it.
I thought it was sexy.
The first time he does it on the bed, I was like, this is kind of weird. When he does it again, I was done with it. I was like, nah, I don't like it.
No, I don't think I caught it the second time.
He does it the second time before down, Paul's sexiest scene. Okay. When he does it on the bed, when she brings him up to start jumping on the bed.
Well, I was going to say, just in cuteness factor, I loved when I like awed when he did the thing about the palm that he could trace. He was tracing it. And then it ends up being relevant. Like, right, I thought that was just like a really cute thing. I go, wow, that's so cute.
Oh, it matters.
I know. And that scene was at the tea leaves and the palm reading scene was really fucking cool.
I love
cool.
that part. Yeah, I love
I wish someone could explain it to me a little bit further because I'm dumb, but I loved it. It was witchy.
Well,
She's something up with her.
To explain? Vet, Kelly, do you want to explain?
I'm a vet. I forget like every line she says.
Yeah.
But
she talks about
in the leaves. Yeah. She says she talks about like her journey, right? Where she's like
forked.
She's in the same place, but
she's going on a journey.
Yeah. But like experiencing something new.
Ooh, you know what she says? She says there's a stranger and one of them seems to be her husband,
which would be when they go back.
Right. Yeah.
And then she's like, when she puts her hands together and she starts talking about like the marriage line and she's saying, you know, usually they're broken, say, you know, if you're going to get divorced, whatever.
Right.
But hers just kind of forks out to where she's technically, you know, still married and still married.
She's marrying Kathleen dislocated.
So like, what the hell's going on? Yeah.
She also says something about like her lifeline on her palm is like all interrupted and in bits and pieces.
Right. It's like broken and shattered.
What does that mean?
So maybe when she goes through the rock, she gets ripped up.
That rock. Oh, okay. You know, did that rock have a name? I forget.
At Craig Nadoon.
Craig Nadoon. That's
just the rocks at Craig Nadoon.
That blackjack is the stranger. I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget it line for line, but once you like break it down, you can literally put it together. I think with it, like in the pilot, it all makes sense afterwards.
Yeah, I loved that.
I definitely am interested, and obviously you can't tell us because spoilers, but I'm interested in how she'll go back to have two storylines. Like, if they are going to have two storylines with her going back and forth, or if we're just going to see him doing his thing. I mean, anyone else get the hint that he was obviously cheating on her when they were away?
Was it because he asked her?
Well, he first says, I got to tell you something. And she's like, don't do it. Like the typical, right?
Oh, okay.
When they're on the bed.
I must have missed
that. Wait, I missed that too.
Yeah. So, all right. They're on the bed jumping up and down. And she's like, pretty much like, let's do the damn thing. And he's like, Claire. And she's like, don't. And then she like puts her hand on his lips and starts making out with him. So I was like, that's the typical like Claire, I cheated on you. And then
he does ask her later. Like,
and then
hey.
He says, I'd be okay. If you
But why does he ask her later?
Well, because
he did it and he wants some.
Because
he sees the ghost. Yeah. That was cool.
That's sick.
Now, I want to know if that comes back with it being like, who's the ghost? Like, is it going to be somebody that she knows when she does her past thing? Because the person's looking at her. Is it our boy Jamie?
That's just a good point. Yeah, that it could be someone from the past.
Did anyone notice what he was wearing?
He was wearing Scottish. Like a kilt, right?
Yes, he was.
Did he have a Jeff Cap on?
We don't see his face, though.
Why are these two timelines so connected?
Yeah. Damn.
Why?
The parallels are fucking insane.
That would be insane if he died back then, waited until her timeline from her OG timeline, just for her to pop back up, like way back when.
Just to
finds the key to immortal life in the 18th century.
I was also wondering if there was a completely like new timeline as well, like going to be introduced. Like, is it always just this timeline in the 1700s, or are we going to get some other timeline? Because for some reason, I only knew time travel, and I just assumed. I think I'm thinking of a completely different show, but I assumed they were like bopping around all around town and all different times. Like,
that's a movie.
That's like it's not like Time Traveler's Wife. Time
yeah, right.
Travel.
That's like, the
not
movie
that.
I'm
well, that that's like makes bopping. Me cry.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. I love it. I love that movie. I think I'm thinking of Travelers with Abigail Spencer. Maybe I don't know, but
oh, that's she's from How I Met Your Mother, right?
Abigail Spencer,
isn't she? Blah blah.
I mean,
actually, she could be. Blah-Blah.
I know Blah Blah's face. She was she in Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, she was. Okay,
yep, Abigail.
She's
Spencer,
Owen Hunt's sister.
Everyone, give me some props.
Let's go. How the hell do you know that?
Anyway,
it's
okay,
like a
that was just a
specific type of time travel.
Okay,
okay. Those okay. are very those are very political answers.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, like
I'm trying to like rein myself yeah. in.
You
so
definitely didn't
shit.
Rustle any feathers.
That's
with that,
the thing.
With that
you're coming in as a vet. And as your first ever pod, it's so good so far that you haven't given us any spoilers because we've done it and we've been on this for a long time.
Yeah. I just rewatched season one, so it's all fresh. I'm like, shit, don't say that.
Yeah.
With Jimmy and I guess a little bit of Kathleen's point of like which timelines and how we're going to be popping back and forth kind of piqued my interest that she's narrating the story it happened
Me
in the
too.
Past for her. I'm just wondering if the whole series will be narrated by her or they will come to a point where we get to the present for the narrator and what timeline that is, whether she's in 1945,
right,
whether
okay.
she's in the 18th century. So I thought the narration part was a little interesting because right. she's talking about 1945 as the past,
yep.
but then she's also talking about when she travels back in time to the 18th century also as the past,
yeah,
as the narrator.
She literally says it at the end of the episode. She's like, how am I remembering something that didn't happen yet?
Yeah, yeah right.
Yeah,
right. Time travel. We fucking love it.
It's yeah. very interesting.
Well, one thing that's really funny is I was thinking like, oh, like botany, that's like a really cool and unique hobby to have. Sweet. Like that makes it super interesting. And then I was like, wait, like back in the 1800s, that's like one of four hobbies you could possibly yeah, right? have. So probably wasn't super interesting back then.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't know. That's just so cool. I don't know what it is, but like.
Right. But like her being a nurse and a botanist,
yes,
if you will.
She could do some crazy shit.
Two of the most useful things you could possibly be in the 1800s, I would assume.
Yeah. Now, how fast do you guys think if it's going to happen that they're going to like be going after her as a witch? If she's going to be like, we already talked about it. Kelly, you can't say anything.
Wait,
like we already talked about the fact that if you come from the future and you start saying too much, are yeah. they going to be
right,
like,
they're
going to
be
bro.
Skeptical as yeah. fuck.
Quick question. How many episodes in each season?
It's 16 in the first.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I think it's 13 for all the
and
other ones.
And then 13
ones.
The
okay.
rest.
So
yeah.
we got 16 episodes in season one.
Yeah. So how quick is she going to be?
I think ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like episode 3, she's like on the run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be the British. I feel like the Scottish people will be chill with her.
Yeah.
They'll see her more as helpful than right. like a weirdo because she obviously has already demonstrated her usefulness.
Yeah.
And they're obviously.
Right. Well, she's also in a tough spot because she's English and yeah. the Scots hate them.
Yeah.
The Outlanders or the Sassenachs, if you will.
Right.
So, yeah. That was also, I guess, a little tangent that when he said Outlander, I was like, oh,
he said it.
Yeah. He said it.
I love the Reverend and his housekeeper.
And she's the witch. That's doing the dance later.
Right, the ritual. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay, so she's the one who reads the hand and the tea leaves, and then she's doing the ritual later. And then they say, well, you know, she was a witch. And he's like, well, she's a druid, maybe. Like,
the
you know.
Druid, yeah.
So
I was waiting for the time traveling to happen, and I thought it was going to happen then during the ritual.
Me too.
Like, I
Me
thought
too.
He was going to disappear,
Me
and
too.
She was just going to kind of wake up. There, but
yeah,
when they didn't, I was like, okay.
I was doing so much jumping ahead.
Yeah,
in my head, dude. I was
so
like, here it comes.
When
then,
they
and then when she walks up, like I thought that right after the ritual, she's gonna walk up and touch the stone. Like I thought touching the stone was yeah. gonna kind of like flip it.
Well, he touches it first.
Yeah. So then when that happened, right. I was like, oh,
yeah,
because
he's a little bitch. Yeah.
I got
nothing. Yeah.
It was the what is it? A forget me not? You think that was the key?
Yeah, yeah.
The flower, because he touches it and nothing happens.
Right.
That's Maybe what a lot of people on the intranet say.
Oh, yeah.
The flowers are, yeah, a forget me not.
Well, the cool
but
part
is like,
get me on
the
those
ritual,
internet.
You know, get it. Does it trigger whatever is necessary for her to get through?
And,
I loved the scene too, where she does touch it and then it cuts and then she like explains like falling in the car, like, waking up to falling. And she's like, that's the best way I can describe it. But it doesn't even like barely explains how it actually felt.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I was like, kind of understand what you were going through now.
Yeah,
right, it paints like, a good picture.
She's in the places she was just in yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
But can't process that she's 200 years in the past.
Right.
And that was sweet where she's like, oh, I've been here before. Like, that's a hideout. Right. That's a checkpoint. They're going to be scouting you. Yep. And they're like, the fuck's this chick talking about?
Good thing she listens to her boring husband's fucking.
Well, right. If he didn't start looking into his genealogy, what the hell?
Well, yeah, but I thought that was like cute of her because
definitely,
yeah, he's just like droning on about shit. Especially when they arrive at the hotel and they haven't seen each other in 5 years, and he's just talking about all of this stuff.
And he pulls out his book, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm like, bro, take her up to the room.
Yeah.
Stop fucking talking to this goddamn whatever housekeeper or hostess or whatever.
What's he talking about? Like how the Christians or Catholics.
Yeah, they talk about
the pagan holidays.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, your wife doesn't want to hear about pagan holidays. She was in war for
I was
five
laughing
years.
When the host lady, whatever, was like looking up and them smiling when they're banging.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they were jumping on the bed
when
it was like real rough and she was like shaking her head. And then later they like bang and it was like gentle squeaking and she was like approvingly not.
Yeah. The subtitles for that scene said rhythmic squeaking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Frank Randall might be a little boring, but he's got rhythm.
He's got some rhythm and Claire's got a healthy appetite for sex. Man.
Yeah.
Wait,
she's
I got to say.
Very sexual woman.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Very presumptuous to assume that Frank was on top.
That's so true.
Knowing
and
Claire,
and we
she
do
was
know we
on
have
top.
Seen.
Yeah, she
on
was
top,
on top.
So she knows what she's doing.
Claire fucking dominates in the bedroom.
Yeah.
He's
a sub.
The
for
witch
sure.
is like, let me just say politely that your husband's not going to go astray.
You and your husband aren't going to like stray too far from your bed or whatever. It's like a weird way to say to the stranger, hey, you guys fuck a lot.
Yeah.
I felt it between them. Like, I bought it for sure. I didn't feel the disconnect for too long or else
Claire
I think.
And Frank.
Yeah, I think I would have been.
But did you think that he cheated before? Like, did you think that was going to be a thing?
I don't think I ever.
No.
Thought that.
Okay, so I'm just the one who thinks that.
And if she never thought that, then you're beat, dude.
So I'm gonna have to keep watching so I can be right. I'm gonna come back.
All right,
on the pod.
I got Jimmy Hook just so we can prove.
Yeah, I just need to prove it.
Yeah, no, I did not think.
Okay,
that.
I felt like they were fine. I don't think I felt anything special though, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
there's like something
I felt way
there,
more
but
with
it's
her
not
and Jamie.
Like that, yeah.
Every like, the second half of the episode between her and Jamie, like
sexy.
Yeah,
she pops her shoulder back and they just look at each other.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I love like a sweaty, bloody fucking hot boy.
They have a good like teasing with each other where he's kind of like fucking with a little bit and like she can take it and give it back. But her and her husband, it was seemed like very formal.
Right. Yeah.
All the time.
Very proper.
Well, Mrs. Randall.
Yeah.
You left your undergarments at home.
I mean, to each their own, but she literally says like, no matter what happens, we can always find each other. While we're having sex.
Sex was like, a bridge back.
Right. It was a bridge back. And that can work for some people. But generally, I mean, communication helps as well. Like if you're just, you know.
And making their interest your interest. Like listening to their genealogy, Kathleen.
Love it.
God.
No, please.
No, you were saying he was droning on. And
yeah, it's boring as fuck.
Kathleen wouldn't marry him.
I don't need that.
Yeah, Kathleen marries Jamie.
That knowledge is so key.
It's also just so interesting, even outside of the show in general, but just
I love
how
it. Yeah.
much he knows about his family like tree and what his ancestors were up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really interesting as someone who doesn't really know a ton about that.
I would just be super
Where'd
upset
we come from, Kyle?
Honestly, England and Ireland.
I would be super upset to like go back in my like genealogy and find out like my great ancestors are like rapists like this fucking guy
or like, chance that they were
it's like that's upsetting
if they were like some like peasant small folk in like England or Ireland and they got drafted into some fucking rich man's war they might have been raping people.
I'd like to think it was honest worker, you know.
Honest worker.
Yeah,
stonemason,
dirty for the family.
Okay,
it's a good point that you're saying that the droning on of the genealogy is worthwhile, but I mean, it seems like everything they said in the first half, which was the slow burn part of it, mattered. Like, line was just a throwaway line, which is cool. I would almost want to rewatch probably the pilot again before I keep going, just so I can, because
I didn't pick up on a lot of stuff. The first
go around.
I did my second rewatch and I definitely caught a lot of stuff.
Is that when you call it the cheating?
I knew the cheating right away.
Oh my God.
I saw it in his eyes. I saw in his eyes, man.
Fucking Frank.
Frank's an ass, man.
You know what else I loved is the theme song. It reminded me of like Lorelai Love. Like a little Scottish carnival row listener. Yeah, like I love like a Scottish kind of song. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they use the music really well. And also with the, you mentioned Kelly, the bagpipes earlier, but also the combination of the bagpipes and when she travels back in time and the color changes.
Yes.
I feel like it was a little drab in like the, when it was in the 1940s.
Yep.
And then we go back in time.
So bright and
so bright.
Colorful. Yep.
I really liked that.
I agree.
I actually rewinded it to see, I'm still not sure if I was seeing things, but there's a scene where he comes back after he sees the ghost and the lightning striking. And it looks like it's literally going gray, like black and white during the lightning. I couldn't tell if I was just like making that up or not.
I mean, the power goes out, but I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't
trick
catch
of the light.
I mean,
maybe.
To me, there's the obvious when she's looking at the vase and the other side of the window is all black and white except for the vase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, like you said, everything is just very gray and dreary.
Yeah. Just to correct you real quick, though, it's a vase.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't play that.
Damn.
I don't play that. That was annoying me when you said that.
Jimmy, don't play that old English pronunciation.
Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, Kelly.
If you said Vaz right off the back, I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was
either way, you're
that Vaz,
wrong.
Kyle.
Kelly, you said you got like hooked at episode 5.
Yes.
And you said that you acknowledge that, like, you know, episode 1 was kind of a slow burn.
Yeah, it was slow.
Do you think season 1 like turns up real quick?
Yeah.
Real quick?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
How many episodes are there in the season?
16.
Okay.
And I mean, it picks up before 5, honestly, but 5 is just.
Because my mom's been trying to get me to watch this forever because she says it's just a good story.
Yeah. Good job, Connie.
Yeah. Like, watch the first episode. She sat me down and made me watch the first episode.
Did you watch it with her?
She was in the room, and then, you know, 17 minutes came around. She was like, I should probably go start dinner. She could walk out of this room.
All of a sudden, your mom plays the Paul's Sexiest Scene song.
Oh, my God. Before it happens.
She's humming it while she's making dinner.
Wow. There was fighting in this episode, but there wasn't, like, battles. I was gonna ask, does it like get into,
you're getting into,
oh, okay,
yeah, I was gonna say that you can't really tell from episode 1 if it's gonna turn into some kind of like more action of a show. Mm. You know, like you're asking about the wars and the fighting,
right?
Or if it's gonna be just more like the period piece with the storytelling, but a mixture of both, I'm in.
Scotland's literally being invaded.
Yeah,
like I said earlier,
zone, yeah.
Like they're ready to defend the fucking homeland. And they're doing it all right.
Yeah, their passion, Kyle. Could you imagine we get invaded? Would you be like, defend the homeland? Or would you be like, let's go to like Wisconsin, somewhere farther away from the border?
We would pick up arms.
Oh, yeah.
It was back in the day?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm saying like today.
Like right now?
Yeah.
There would be like actors. We
somebody else has got reason. It.
But if it's like these people,
well,
like
say,
some
yeah,
scumbags are coming to like oppress us because of like our culture.
Yeah.
And because we just happen to be in the north of them and they don't like us.
Yeah.
We're picking up arms, Paul. Come on.
Come on. Like imagine they don't believe in anime and they think all anime should be erased from this earth. Would you fight to the death?
Hey, we're picking up arms.
I was going to say Kyle's fighting to the death.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go back to Kyle.
We're Agni Kai all across the United States.
let's go back to the 100 pilot episode with Kyle when he said that if he met someone at a bar and they said they didn't like the 100, you'd be ready to throw down.
I would throw hands.
Yeah, I'd love to throw hands.
I'd introduce him to Lightning and Thunder.
Yeah, Kyle's like, I have some questions for you.
Come here, let's talk in this corner. Right here. I would say for this, I really think my favorite part, I would agree with you, Kelly, was the period piece aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think I'm really interested to see, I just like the setting where it takes place. I feel like there's a lot of options they can go with it. And you said that it's like loosely historical,
I mean,
like some of these people are real.
Like what's happening on the show in like the time period is accurate. Like what's going on in Scotland went on in Scotland.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I did look it up.
Of, yeah. Like America in the 40s, like is what was going on. That piece is at like the stories, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I looked up, like, I think Blackjack's a real person in history. It's just that he's like, he wasn't like a big deal. He was just, look it up, Kyle. Fact check that.
I got you. I'll tip tap away. Keep going, Jim.
That was all.
He had that little hand.
Let's see if I'll get the hit with Blackjack Dragoon. Jonathan, oh, Outlander wiki.
Maybe I was reading the Outlander wiki and I was like, oh, this is real, right?
Show, but I feel like after you see Blackjack, it's so hard to fuck with Frank again.
Yeah, well, that's tough. Yeah, that's tough. Like, and that's why I want to know. I know that we're going to go back and see Frank more, but like, that's what I want to know. Like, how do we do that? Is it just going to be two separate timelines? Is Claire going to be jumping back and forth, or are we just going to see Frank living his life being like, holy shit,
totally. That was exactly my question. Yeah. Like, is she like sentient enough to remember that she was also living in the.
Well, she does. Yeah.
No, but when she jumps back.
We haven't seen her back to America yet.
Since she's been back, of course. So it's like, is she going to be like, dude, Frank, you'll never believe this. Like, I've been in the 1700s, and he's like, you're fucking nuts. Like, is she actually physically gone? Is this like happening parallel
simultaneously? Like, yeah,
it's true that we have only been with her since it's happened,
right?
So we've only gone to the 1700s. Exactly. We haven't seen the aftermath. So if she's going to get back,
what's going on, I mean, that would be ridiculous if there's actually two Claires.
Because she keeps saying, like, happens. I'm waiting for Frank to send out the troops to come find me or whatever. But they're obviously like in a different time.
Right.
But she could not be missing over there. Technically.
Yeah.
She could be there.
That's what we don't know. Like, does she disappear when she's time traveling, or is there two Claires now? Which I'm guessing there's going to just be one Claire.
Yeah, I hope there's not two Claires. I don't think I like that idea at all.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, season 6 is coming out.
That was
what, 12 books? There's a lot.
Let me just say, that was what really surprised me, because I looked up Outlander and I assumed it was over. And I was like, oh my shit, there's 6 seasons already. I thought it was going to be like a 3-season show on Stars, because like Black Sails was on Stars, and that was like a couple seasons, and then it ended. And that was our boy from The 100.
Who?
King Rowan.
Rowan. Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of the show that like keeps Stars.
Zach McGowan.
Who keeps Stars afloat? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I feel like it's like one of their longest running shows.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Stars. Yeah. Like actors and actresses. I was like, wow.
It's single-handedly propping up the entire television
industry. Sam from
this
show now does a bunch of shit. This kind of set him off in his career.
Is that Jamie?
Right. Oh, that's Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jamie.
He deserves to be looked at. So yeah.
He's got his own whiskey that I got to get a sip on.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, it's called Sassenach.
Maybe we can get sponsored. Benchtown sponsored by that.
Let's hit him up.
Wait, that was the pilot, right?
Yeah, that's what it's called. That means Outlander, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Keep up, Lean. Keep up.
Woo! She's dumb as rocks over here.
But she looks great.
That's why I'd be back there with absolutely no knowledge in the 1700s.
Yeah, yeah. You would die so fast from like dysentery or something.
Yeah.
I mean, so
like
would
I'm
I.
on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Now that I'm remembering it, I decided that I would literally die of diarrhea in about 4 days.
Yeah,
I would
drink
the water and just shit everywhere. They would have no idea how to hydrate me. And just, I would die.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, she's real quick on her feet in that situation. I would never be able to do that.
She might be honestly, I guess she's getting a little lucky where like they're in the countryside. Because I feel like if she went to a city and started drinking water, realistically, she would probably die.
Because her body isn't used to that.
Yeah, because they were totally still shitting in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except, yeah. I'll bring my knowledge in.
Yeah, right.
Could you? Oh, my God. Imagine she has a line where she goes up to the people and they're like, yo, stop shitting in your water. I'm immediately going to call you like, did you see
and
that?
And they're like, yo, witch.
Yeah, there's these burner things called storm sewers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Not as bad. Not as bad as Spartacus, dude.
Dude, this is how you should have planned out your town.
Yeah, exactly.
Sharing outhouses.
Do you publish or what?
I do, yes. I have a published thesis. You can check it out.
Everyone can check it
out. Isn't it on our Benchtown?
It is on our Google Drive.
I love that. Yes, every time I go to drop the Benchtown theme in the very beginning, I'm like, Kyle's thesis? I keep needing to click it.
Master Duel.
Yeah. I'm going to download it, backspace your name, and put my name, and just impress a bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, I have the leather-bound John, so...
Wow.
I'm not going to be around you while I'm showing this bad boy.
Yeah, true, right? True. Like, oh, what do you guys talking about? Storm sewers?
So when it comes to Claire's narration, Kyle, you already brought this up. What did you guys think about that throughout the entire episode? Was it something you think is going to continue, or is it something that we needed for the pilot? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
It reminded me of Hot Mama in The Haunting of Bly Manor. Like she was telling the story from an older perspective, like reliving it and like going
I like that
comparison.
I'm trying to remember Bly Manor. Is she telling it the whole time throughout the or is it just the beginning and ending?
Like the first episode, she sits down and begins telling a story.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is she narrating the entire episode for us?
She pops up throughout it, doesn't she?
Yeah, a lot.
Because
like throughout
Claire pops
episodes.
Up a lot. She's like Dexter in Dexter. Like
that's a great comparison too. Yeah.
He's literally telling you what, or she is literally telling you what you need to know right now.
Wait, who in Dexter?
Dexter is the narrator. And Claire is the narrator.
I appreciated her.
It's pretty much the same idea, honestly.
Yeah. I appreciated her insights and the tidbits.
It helps.
I think it's really good for the pilot, but I read a lot of reviews where people were like, and I read only the pilot review, and they were like, we hated it. You know, so I just want to know what you guys thought.
Why? That like helps. You have to just interpret things by yourselves then as you're watching the scene break down.
Like, it depends how it goes. Like, if it happens throughout the entire show, something like Dexter, a lot of people were like, and I kind of agree, we don't need it. You don't need to
like
bang me in the head with
out,
it. Yeah, let me figure shit out myself, especially if we're on a podcast. We need to figure shit. Don't.
Yeah.
Hey, man, is she going to tell me Frank cheated with her narration? Because I'll tell you guys, Frank cheated.
Binchtown likes their theories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like with her, though, it does give a good insight into like her mental state.
Yeah. No, I was 100% good with it this episode. Definitely.
That's another thing that kind of fucks her up when she goes back, though. Like, she's this very strong willed woman who, going back to the 18th century, she's like a piece of fucking property.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's like,
women are literally not allowed to have strong wills. Back in the day.
Right. It's crazy because even in the, is it the 40s? Am I making that up?
Yes.
40s?
Yeah.
Even in the 40s, when the first opening scene, when she's doing, she's operating on the guy and they're like, okay, the guy's got it now, nurse.
Man's work.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, even then, she's a strong-willed woman in a time where it's tough to be a strong-willed woman, and then she has to send her all the way back. So she's even like, it's rare for her to be, it's not like me, and it's like me and you going back to 7th century, we'd be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. We'd be monsters.
That's also a good point.
We'd be monsters.
Of like the time period in the 1940s, because that was right about when it was starting to turn a lot. I feel, I mean, now obviously there's still a lot of issues, but the 1940s, when women took over a lot of like the industrial production in a lot of countries, they started getting a lot of more rights in the workplace, all that kind of stuff. And now she's kind of getting on the tip of that iceberg, where if she was to stay after World War II in her time period, it probably things would have gotten better for her. And now she just went 200 years back in the past.
Right. Life was like, nope, no rights.
Exactly.
No rights for you.
So, I mean, they even says it. They're like, I've never heard a woman talk like this.
I was going to say, I actually laughed at that. Which is like, Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ. And then she says something about being a bastard. And I'm like, this, they're
she's
all like
bloody a lot. And shit. And they're like, he's like, your husband should tan ye hide. I like the subtitles. And sometimes they were like, definitely not correct.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Just the way they were doing it, I thought was funny to me.
I love she says, Google. Yeah. Says
she,
that.
Yeah. She says Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ twice.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it.
There's my one criticism. I hate when she says that.
They're just waiting for someone to be like, who's Roosevelt?
Yeah, right.
Who the fuck is this Roosevelt guy?
Witch.
Yeah, she's a witch. Burn her. Burn her.
I was okay. I might have completely missed this, but so she was using her maiden name.
It's like Beauchamp.
Beauchamp or something?
It's not spelled right.
B-E-A-U-C.
Beauchamp. But they throw like a P at the end in the subtitites.
Beauchamp.
Silent. I don't know.
Which is smart because
he would say you're saying that your husband is my aunt, like something.
Yeah,
it
can't
last
be
name.
Randall.
Yeah, Randall would be the last name.
Exactly.
And he says, I'm Randall.
So I was thinking that whenever she said her last name, it was going to trigger something bad. Like, I thought she was going to fuck it up and say something, and he still gets mad at her no matter what she said. So it didn't matter. But I was like, I honestly wish she did say Randall. Like, she's smart for not saying it.
Right.
But I wish she.
He was so aggressive up front, though.
Yeah.
Like, why are you swinging your sword at this innocent woman running through the woods in her undergarments?
Because she could be
you need to relax.
Well, I mean, at first he's like at your service, and the next thing he's just like whipping the sword out.
Yeah. Like, he's about to rape her.
Yeah, right. I'm like, bro, you need to relax, man.
There's nothing more aggressive than just swinging a sword at somebody.
Like, unless you're Jamie and he does it all like sexy, like, here, don't go
Lannister.
Jamie Lannister does it sexy too. Later when she's trying to run away, and he's like, I'm not gonna, I'll carry you, but he has a sword like at her.
Yeah,
it's even the way that he says it to her, he's like, you look light, like that, like joking manner that he has with her. Like, Frank can't compete with that.
No,
Frank is now fighting after one day. Frank is fighting an uphill battle for his girl. Because this man has chiseled jawline, doesn't really care about bullet wounds. Like, she pops his shoulder back in, like. He's got a nice strong jawline.
Keeping her warm on the horse.
I said that twice because I think
that
I said
hair,
it twice.
That kilt, that accent.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. My one note, I think, at the end was that, yeah, I could easily be convinced to fall in love with a Scottish rebel with an accent and a jawline.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Me
He's
too.
He's got the right amount of stubble. I'm not gay, but.
It's
increasingly sounding like it.
I feel like
why do you think me and Aunt Debbie have been trying to get back to Scotland for like
to hunt down this man
just to find
no trying to find your future husband yes. future brother-in-law Kyle.
I feel like this show would be a good bank he'll marry show.
Oh, there's
like,
a lot of possibilities.
Probably a lot of hotness,
like you said earlier, Kathleen. There's only like three named characters. We barely know anyone,
right?
But I guess it's she's also disoriented, so we're mm-hmm. kind of supposed to be a little disoriented. Yeah. My one original criticism when I was watching it was that she just like went with the flow so easy that she was just in this other time period. But she
accepted it very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'd be freaking the fuck out.
But I guess like she was a nurse in World War II. She was an archaeologist basically,
right,
by extension with her grandfather. So she kind of
and Frank, you know, with his whole genealogy and historian in him.
Yeah,
like,
she
knows a lot of shit from that time period because of him.
Yeah, she's not like a normal person, I would say. She's kind of uniquely positioned to
she's
kind of hit
woman.
The ground running in 1740, like we've been talking about. So.
I really like her.
Yeah,
I do
she's
too.
A very good protagonist. Yeah.
I just can't get over how they were in the dusty old tower that when they first,
they're at Castle
Cunnilingus scene, and like they go to like make out. And she pulls away and she's like, no. And she just forces his head down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, way to take control.
Frank goes down.
Yeah. I missed that part. I thought that was
all him. I thought he just did it.
No.
Yeah. I thought he
Frank
just...
got forced down.
Really?
Maybe.
Dude, he is so fucked, man. Jamie would not need to be forced down.
Nah, Jamie would just be
he
like,
would just do the damn
like
thing.
Yeah.
But he made a good point, though, when they first got in there. Frank was like, dude, it's all dusty. Like, you sure you want to do this here? Nothing turned.
Stop being a bitch, Frank.
Yeah, right. I guess I'm a Frank, dude. Yeah. I'm
Stop
a Frank.
Get on your knees.
So now we know someone's going to marry Frank over here, Paul.
Yeah. Frank's my favorite character.
He's like really conscious about dirt. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah.
She's not wearing any undergarments, sitting on a dusty desk. I don't know.
She knew what she was doing when she left the house that morning.
Yeah.
She had like a big old dress on. She wasn't, nothing was touching the dusty desk. It was like a dress. Covering.
Yeah.
You guys got me thinking about germs and all shitting in water, Kyle. So like sorry, man.
We're just trying to get you into the mindset of the time period piece, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Wow. I wouldn't know any of that. Jesus Christ. I'd be like, this water's fine. This water is fine.
You right.
die
I
so
like
fast.
Water, yeah.
Drink
I need
up.
It. Yeah.
Is this organic?
So life short. Like
I will say though that the episode really makes me want to see more of Jamie than anyone else beyond that he's handsome.
Yeah.
I just feel like he has so potential to be really cool in both of the action and like the love storylines. I feel like he has the most potential out of any character. She's really cool.
Yeah.
And we kind of know somewhat what she's capable of in terms of the nursing stuff and she's strong willed and things like that. But I feel like his story, I feel like could take a lot of interesting turns.
His storyline's probably the best in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about the three main characters, you nailed Jamie and Claire. And the thing about Frank is, honestly, besides the fact that I want to see the reactions and what happens, I don't care about his storyline already anymore.
Right. He kind of, you drop him real
quick.
Yeah,
I'm already like, I don't really care. I just want to see like him. I'm ready to see him be like, where's Claire? And then let's just go to the other timeline and be done with him.
I think his main, that actor's main objective in the show is to be Blackjack. Like, of course, you're supposed to, like, know that he's in, I mean, I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. But, like, I took it as in the 40s, he's just her husband, like, whatever.
Yeah,
but he was hired to be Blackjack, not to be Frank.
Oh, yeah, you're saying that they sold the role as you.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. But, again, what the fuck do I know? Nothing.
Just saying that sentence sounds way... I'd rather be Blackjack, too.
Yeah.
Just even him doing that part, a nice, gentle Frank, and then a crazy psychopath Blackjack. That's got to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Edmure Tully.
Making that switch.
Edmure
yeah.
Tully, man.
But I also think it's really awesome that they chose him to play both roles. Like, it makes a ton of sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wasn't
I love
expecting
it
at all. Like, I knew going into it that she was going to go back in time, mm-hmm. and then I'm watching the episode, and I know that he's kind of into the whole ancestor thing.
Right.
And she goes back in time, and it's like, oh, maybe we'll see an ancestor. And then it's him playing the ancestor.
Right,
and I was like, oh my gosh,
Yeah, were any of you expecting that or not
no.
at all?
No, when he turned around, I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
You want to know the dumbest thing? I IMDb'd it just real quick to look up the actor's name.
You already learned your lesson on the pod about
on Bly Manor. Yeah, so I know. Times. And it said both names, and I was still like, I didn't think fucking twice about it. I was like, two names probably doesn't pop up till season five or something. It's like first episode. Fuck me up.
Yeah, I just wandered accidentally onto Claire's Wikipedia page and immediately X'd out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, it's bad news. I'm so mad I ruined Bly for myself. That's fucking stupid. Do not look at the IMDb page before you watch Bly Manor. Don't do it.
God, it's ridiculous that you say, well, it's ridiculous to me that you said Jamie's like storyline has the most potential, because I'm like, holy shit, what is Claire going to do with her knowledge of the future? And just going back, she's going to like, I that's like the main reason I would want to continue is to see what
I love that
shit she comes up with.
I thought Paul was going to be Jamie.
I mean, Jamie's a beast.
Jamie, I guess in my head, I'm envisioning him like becoming like a leader of the rebellion. And like, I want to see him in that position because he just has like that swagger. I feel like that's going to make him a great character if he gets to that point. And like Jimmy was saying, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm planning this fucking series in my head where he's going to become that guy.
Yeah, you know.
So that's why I think that I want to see the most of him.
Are we assuming that she's going to marry him? He's going to be the other husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
For sure.
Shall?
Honestly, shall. She might go to Blackjack Randall.
Blackjack.
That would be pretty crazy.
Can't resist that face.
Whoa, seriously, though? Like, you literally go to the guy who looks identical to your husband?
Dude, what if she gets pregnant from Blackjack and then starts her husband Frank's line?
Oh, my god.
And
goodness.
Then that, like, fucks them up.
Oh, my god. That's incredible.
Are we talking dark here, bro? Whoa!
Yeah, I might be.
Well,
that
wouldn't be a consensual baby.
No, but hey, that don't matter. Yeah, I don't think they gave a shit about consensual babies in 1740.
No, they don't.
I love that shit. I've seen Dark Season 1, and I'm still like, my mind's blown over that.
When are Claire and Jamie fucking? That's the real question.
Episode 4.
Ooh.
Episode 2.
I'm going to say 3.
She needs a little time.
I'm gonna say 5 because that's when Kelly said she was in. That's when we first saw Jamie nudity.
Do we see Jamie peen? Do we see Jamie meat? I wish.
Oh, do we see penis? Do we see penis in this?
Now that I think about this,
are they cowards in Outlander or are they?
No, see titties and butts.
Well, that's always good.
No peen.
Cowards, man.
Dude, Spartacus. Spartacus was stars, and you saw a lot of wang.
Nice ass in the show. I will say that. They're all nice and round.
Do you think they shaved their butts before going on screen?
Definitely. Like
and they wouldn't back then, though. So it's not a period piece.
They'd be so
hairy, dude.
That's like, dude, the people get pissed off because the Amazonians in Wonder Woman have like clean shaven armpits and clean shaven legs. They're like, they should be hairy. I'm like,
no one's going to watch that. Sorry, bro.
Well, that's always like people are like, you know, hey, dude, why do they have teeth? They're not brushing.
Perfectly aligned pearly whites, dude.
It's true.
I did like how she says, like, this can't be a dream because of the odors I'm smelling from the guy who saved me. Like, going back to the right time because they all would smell like shit.
Yeah.
Just so bad. Yeah. Especially to someone from 1945. And then especially to us.
Yeah.
Because we've, like, eliminated that smell from most people.
Yeah.
We would be... you'd probably get knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
Whenever they like kiss or make out, I genuinely think like, when was the last time like you brushed your teeth?
I think about that all the time. Like the 100, I'm like, these people haven't brushed their teeth in years and years. Yeah. The 100, no toothbrushes on the 100.
Yeah, that's true.
And this, I mean, they're traveling on horseback through Scotland for how long? Like a month at a time. Dude, they're not stopping to
they're
take care
ass.
Of themselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no.
What's under them kilts? We don't know.
Oh God.
Honestly, more airflow than trousers.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's sweet, like if you notice when they're kind of leaving that cabin in the dark. And Jamie's trying to get the part of his kilt like, over the two of them. Like, they have that extra cloth to, like, warm themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
That was sweet of him.
Yeah.
See?
So sweet.
Sweet, man.
We love Jamie. Are you kidding me?
You didn't even know his name.
He was dislocated shoulder.
Wait, does anyone watch Ted Lasso?
Not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Stay tuned for queued up.
Rooks and Vets. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was about to just hit the best Ted Lasso reference. You'll never know.
That wasn't supposed to be like a shameless plug for a future Rooks and Vets episode.
No.
Well, it is now.
Shameless plug
for
myself.
But it is now.
But it is now. Should we rank it?
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I feel like.
Wait, before we rank it, Kel, you gotta lay it out all out on the table.
This is so. This is the point of the show. We're gonna tell you if we are gonna watch it immediately.
Shit.
Add it to the list, or for this reason, I'm out.
For that reason,
give
you
the reason.
I like it.
So I could start.
So you have one shot unless, to convince us.
Oh,
unless you
shit.
Think
I got
to
give
it.
You a pitch. Do it.
You pitch. So any last thoughts?
As if this discussion wasn't enough.
Any last thoughts?
That's it. She's just as sassy as Claire, dude.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I'm confident. My last thoughts?
Yeah, anything that you think you want to just throw out there right before we rank it to try to turn the tide maybe a little bit.
You want to see some more hot men in kilts?
I do.
Scottish. Ugh, the Gaelic accent. Everything about it is just amazing.
I do.
Honestly, yeah. The show covers a lot of time in history.
Okay.
That's super fucking interesting.
Okay.
So if you like that kind of shit, yeah.
That's
so,
good.
So it's like
that's
fantasy, good. But historical fantasy.
We like
somewhat.
It's like technically considered sci-fi.
That's so funny you say it that because I was going to say that earlier yeah. that generally sci-fi to me is time travel, but it's also like monsters in space
yeah, right.
and like,
right,
certain
and like
things.
Magic and yeah.
But it seems like there might be some magic involved in this. How else would you time travel? I don't know. But
yeah, see, like,
it's definitely
have any
sci-fi.
Of you guys watched Last Kingdom?
Yeah.
No, but I need to.
Yeah, like, did you like Last Kingdom? It's like a historical fantasy. I mean, it's just straight up historical drama. I don't really think there's any fantasy to it.
Yeah.
But, but I like that. Like, I like the period pieces.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's my favorite aspect is the historical.
Yeah.
I would back say, in the 18th century.
I'm a sucker for this setting and then like Spartacus, like that Roman setting.
Yep.
So. Definitely interested in that vein.
Yeah, there's a lot of gore and sex coming your way, Paul.
Yeah.
So
the
Kathleen,
love triangle is my pitch for Lean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kathleen wants to start us off.
Yeah, I'll start it. I'll start it off on a high note because I'm going to say that it turned me from an add it to the list to a binge immediately.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the first 5 minutes of the show before. Like a few minutes. Like I went on my Netflix and it was like three or four minutes in because so many people have pitched this to me.
Yeah.
Just like a quick pitch. And I turn it on and I'm like, just not in the right headspace. And I think I definitely needed to watch the pilot and talk about it, especially with someone who really loves it. Because now I'm in. Like
right.
and I think we say it on this podcast a lot. You gotta give a show 5 episodes before you just throw it out the window. And this is good enough where I'm like, I'll give this 5 episodes for sure.
This pilot is terrible.
No, definitely not. This pilot does its job.
It does
for
sure. Right.
I liked it way more once we time traveled back.
Yeah. Once you get to that point, it's like, let's go.
So yeah, I'll tell you right now, I'll definitely binge the first 5 episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
And
fucking
then
love that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add it to the list. I'm definitely going to watch it. Like Kathleen said, there's been so many recommendations, and it's well known that this is a good show,
right?
And it is really interesting. I mean, we talked about it all the time, so I am gonna watch it, and it is officially, you know, a little bit higher on the list after today.
Yeah,
yeah. You better listen to me and your mother.
Damn.
I'm gonna go back to Luke's saying from the Winona episode where he said, I'm not adding it to the list and I'm not gonna binge immediately. I'm gonna do kind of in the middle where it's the top of my list. I have OA and I have Winona to finish.
Yeah.
But after that, it's on.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, I'm in for Outlander. It definitely did its job. You know, when you're watching an episode of a show for the first time, you get like that feeling where you're like, all right, I'm ready for the next one. There's plenty where you don't get it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was going to get it for this one. And I perfectly had the situation last night where I watched like the first like 40 minutes or so. And then I went to bed and I was going to watch it again today, finish and then watch again today. And I didn't know if I was going to get it, but I woke up this morning and I was like, I need to finish this episode. I
wanted
to finish.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm in. So I'm going to add it to the list, but it's going to be the top of the list.
Love that. I feel like it definitely sucks you in.
Mm-hmm.
Binge worthy.
The
you
finale
will.
Is the brother. The genealogical
the younger,
relationship.
Less what?
Less old? I'll take that. So I will add it to the list. I won't put it as high as Jimmy. Only because the only thing that is stopping me from, I guess it's twofold things that are stopping me from kind of starting.
Tell me about it.
Will be that A, I'm watching The Sopranos.
Yep. And you have a deadline for The Sopranos.
So I have an October 1st deadline.
Yeah. How long have you been watching this fucking shit?
Well, I got a lot of shit going on. All right.
I'm on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, hey. and also Winona. But the second thing will be that it's just a lot of episodes.
It is. A tall order.
I don't see myself like, unless obviously I get into it.
Right.
I don't see myself crushing the show in the next like month, 2 months.
I feel that.
Things like that. But I definitely am interested to see the storyline. And obviously you like it a lot for a reason.
Yeah.
So I would
Eric
definitely
Worthy
add to the
does
list.
Too. So
yeah. And it's not like it's like getting
yeah,
buried in the list.
If you don't listen to me, listen to Rick.
That's a good point.
Should have been your pitch from the very beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're not listening to me, listen to Rick.
I did shout him out.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
This also is a show that people reference a lot, I think. Like in my travels and my reading of things online, I feel like I'm missing something by not watching this show, which is another thing pushing me. Because I'm like, so many people have recommended it to me and so many people have said it's good. It's got to be fucking good. Yeah.
You know, that's true. I've actually like read a description of a different show saying it gives almost a similar vibe to Outlander. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what that vibe is.
Like, you don't get that reference.
I don't know that vibe.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Also, I will say that I am a sucker for a love story.
Me too,
so
baby.
I really want to know how like the love triangle shit works
out.
Yeah,
it's going to be a shame when you find out Frank cheats on her.
Well, now I already know.
Yeah.
You've already told
me. I'll
let
you know that. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly hope that happens. Then she finds out and then leaves him in the dust.
Yeah. That's what we want to, like, I want to know. That's why I want to keep watching. I want to know if she jumps back and forth. I want to know if she's going to have to actually choose. I'm guessing
you
that.
Sap.
Then you're
sap.
Getting sucked in and you're watching the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
You right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it hasn't ended yet, I'm like, oh my God. I want the ending to be there so yeah. I can finish the whole thing.
I would say, you know when the next season comes out?
Soon, right?
22. Yeah, but I don't know if it's early.
Is this the type of thing where it's like sixth and final season or no? It's like, okay.
That's not the final.
We're chugging.
It's been with the book so far, to my knowledge. Yeah.
Do you know if it comes out weekly? Is it like every Sunday on Stars?
Yeah, Stars usually does.
Yeah,
weekly.
That's how it was for like I only started jumping in when it aired live. I think season 5. So maybe I've watched it after season 4. But yeah, they do it every week.
Yeah, like for me,
which is
I
better.
Would wish...
I hate going on Netflix, dropping a season, and I'm done in like 2 days.
I like
that's
the conversation.
That's a fun debate to have.
From a week to week. I think certain shows benefit from a week to week show. I think I've said this before, but White Lotus dropped on HBO Max. And that show was...
Fuck HBO Max.
I know. Fuck HBO Max. But that show was...
I guess we're never going to have HBO Max sponsor.
We won't have the guy who fucking made the internet.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to the IT guy. Yeah. We're fucking
honestly,
sponsored
fucking
by...
Jamie, bring him on. Let's, let's sit him down.
Yeah, but there's certain shows that benefit from that, right? Like the conversation each week about the show.
Yeah.
Like, obviously Thrones is like the biggest one about the hype, the theories, everything else. Some shows are good to just be like drop,
like
who cares?
Talking podcast wise, WandaVision definitely needed week to week. If we would have been able to binge that, it would have got worse reviews 100%.
Yeah, we would just would have
never had a chance to give it any good review.
What did Disney do? Drop like two and then week by week?
Yeah, drop the first two, which was definitely needed for WandaVision. And then they did week to week for the rest.
I'm nervous about Wheel of Time for that. I feel like 3 episodes at once.
Yeah.
Lots to digest.
I really wish it was 2.
Are we confirmed that they're hour episodes or do you not know?
Yeah, I think the runtime, this is just going off of a memory that is probably slipping away, but like 55 to an hour and 9 minutes, maybe.
Right. Okay.
It's like Thrones where they say it's an hour and 20 minutes and it's really only 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Content.
God, man. With that last season, that last season, especially
brutal,
like 20 minutes of the extra stuff at the end and not that.
I like extras,
content.
But don't
I do,
trick
but
me.
Don't add it to the.
Yeah,
runtime.
Don't run into the
right,
runtime.
Yeah.
That's a great point. But I brought up that point though just to say that I wish that I had gotten into the show where you had, where it's like I don't have this mountain to climb.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
it ends
tough.
Up like 80 episodes right now.
Yeah, it's
to
a
get
lot.
To the
that's
week-to-week.
The biggest thing.
It's a lot, but I swear it's worth it.
I think the mountain for this show is probably just getting through the 16 season one because 13
honestly,
is palatable. 13 for me, I'm like, I could crush 13 episodes in a week for 13's sure.
13's The Sopranos.
Let me just say that I'm a sucker for rewatching shit. And we were joking on the Patreon, like with Dave, like how many times he rewatches anime doesn't catch up to our stuff. He's just watching anime over and over and over. And I've watched 24 a couple times through, beginning to end, and that's 24 episodes, an hour each episode.
You fucking love that.
It's a day.
Show.
It's a day, and it's an hour each. And the other day, I was like, after Bosch, we already joked about me watching Bosch. I was like, damn, I'm kind of in the mood for 24. I cannot do that. I do not have the time for 8 seasons, 24 episodes per season, an hour each. Like, it is so much. Obviously, this isn't even close to that, but there is like the thing where you're looking at it and you're like, oh, there's so much to watch. Just, it could be good or bad. If you're obsessed with it, you're like, hell yeah, I got more.
Yeah, definitely.
But if it's slow to start, then you're like, you know,
that's
but
like
we'll see.
for us, I mean, going off Dave's One Piece, going off Dave's anime tangent, One Piece, where it's like, I know that the show is amazing, but it's fucking 990 episodes. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, how am I going to tell you to fucking sit down and watch that?
Yep.
So I will sit down and watch Outlander also because I know that now that you've been on the podcast,
I'm telling you to sit down.
And yeah. That you're going to be badgering me about it. So that'll probably also help me.
I mean, I got Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle, you watch it? Kyle, you see this mug?
Ew.
Yeah. And also, I want a group text. Like, I like the group chat about it. Yeah. An Outlander group chat.
Yeah.
I want to
add Aunt Debbie. She'll make it green, though. Fuck that.
Oh, she will. She's an android? Well, she's old. Older.
She's an android.
She'll smack your ass.
She's older than me.
Yeah. She's an android, bro.
Sorry. She didn't remember. She's my godmother. It's fine.
She did it?
Yeah.
She'd do the church thing and all?
Yep.
Wow.
She'd do the church
thing. She did everything.
That old church thing. You know.
All right. So we've gone back in time to 1740s Scotland.
Both.
With Claire Randall / Beauchamp.
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 You had that on deck.
I know. We've left our stick in the mud husband, Frank Randall.
We
have now stumbled upon some fiery young Scotsman, Jamie Fraser, I believe.
Yeah.
I remember that from the mug from our sink. So thank you, Kelly, for coming on. We all enjoyed your debut.
We did.
Love it.
We did.
Thanks for having me.
Woo!
It's been a long time coming.
Yep. Thank everybody for listening. Obviously, we are Bingetown TV. Check us out at Bingetown TV on Twitter, Instagram. We have a new Patreon that we've mentioned a couple times throughout this episode. So be sure to check that out. Patreon.com/BingetownTV. We got a website. Spoiler, try to guess, bingetowntv.com.
Hell yeah.
A lot of more episodes. Everything's just more organized on the website itself than kind of scrolling through everything on Apple and Spotify. So if you're looking for old shows we've done, like Spartacus, we referenced Howling of Hill House, Bly Manor, we can go on and on. Cursed is another good one.
The Boys,
The 100.
All the Marvel shows.
A bunch of shit that we've done. So check out the website for a little more organized version of that. And as always, thanks for listening.
Up dog.
Love you guys.
Rick Worthy, accept my friend request.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.